O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Like a hen gathers her brood, O Lord, shelter us under your wing. A reading from Psalm 119, verses 114 to 117. You are my refuge and shield. My hope is in your word. Away from me, you wicked. I will keep the commandments of my God. Sustain me according to your promise that I may live, and let me not be disappointed in my hope. Hold me up, and I shall be safe, and my delight shall ever be in your statutes. Like a hen gathers her brood, O Lord, shelter us under your wing. And a reading from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 17. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. But whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as they set before you, and heal the sick there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whatever city you enter, and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The very dust of your city which clings to us, we wipe off against you.' Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near to you. But I say to you that it will be more tolerable for that day of for Sodom than for that city. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Sion and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. He who hears, hear me. He who rejects you, rejects me. And he who rejects me, rejects him who sent me." Then the 17 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Like a hen gathers her brood, O Lord, shelter us under your wing. Indian priest Anthony de Mello told this story. A rich industrialist from the north was horrified to find a southern fisherman lying leisurely beside his boat. "Why aren't you fishing?" asked the industrialist. "Because I've caught enough fish for the day," said the fisherman. "Why don't you catch some more?" "What would I do with them?" "You could earn more money," was the reply. "With that, you could fix the motor to your boat, go into deeper waters, and catch more fish. Then you would make enough money to buy nylon nets. This would bring you more fish and more money. Soon you would have enough money to own two boats, maybe even a fleet of boats. Then you would be a rich man like me. What would I do then? Then you could really enjoy life. What do you think I'm doing right now?" said the fisherman. Let us pray. As we enter now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice today in the words of a hymn that was translated by John Wesley. Jesus, your blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress. Mid flaming worlds, in these arrayed with joy, shall I lift up my head. Bold shall I stand in that great day, and none condemn me, try who may. Fully absolved through Christ, I am from sin and fear, from guilt and shame. This stainless robe its beauty wears, when all else fades with passing years. No age can change its glorious hue, the robe of Christ is ever new. O let the dead now hear your voice, let those once lost in sin rejoice. Their beauty this, their glorious dress, Jesus, your blood and righteousness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thinking now of two small things that we may do for the Lord that seem mundane, hidden, or even inconsequential. We hold each of them in each hand and offer them to you, asking the Lord to multiply and make them grow. As it says in Matthew 9, verse 38, I ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his most neglected harvest fields. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift up to you today our government, nurses, doctors, all those who are on the front line. We pray for your healing hand and for your wisdom, for all that are looking to bring wellness, and for those looking to find a cure, and for those seeking out your wisdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We yield to you today, Lord Jesus, realigning our priorities to be true to you, asking you to help us be kind and not harsh to those we connect with, and committing ourselves afresh to play whatever part we can this week in the fulfillment of your great commission. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone that we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, may your Holy Spirit dwell within us and among us, that we might remember to hope in your word, to heed your instruction, and to delight in your statutes. Grant us humility to obey everything you have commanded us. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.